For a few moments, we're going to be learning some of the laws of Hanukkah. The Mechaber tells us in Siman Tav Resh Ayin Hey Gimel, Misha Madlekes Ner Hanukkah, Shaf Hi Chayeves Bo. That not only do men light the Chanukiah, but also it's something which is an obligation upon the women. They're also obligated in it. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah mentions something which is certainly beyond the words of the Shulchan Aruch. He said, Perush doesn't just mean that she can light for herself, and she's all by herself, and that a woman should light the Chanukiah. It means more than that, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Be'ad Kol B'nei Beisa, that she can actually light the Chanukiah, not just for herself, but on behalf of the entire household. Be'afilu Ish Yochel Asos Osa Shliach L'Hotziah. Not only that, but if the husband wishes, which is not the custom, but nonetheless, if for whatever reason the man wishes that his spouse, his wife, would be the one that would light, he could make her a shliach to light on his behalf. However, the Mishnah Berurah makes this qualification, says, it's necessary that if for him to fulfill the mitzvah from his wife who lit the candles, he should be there at the time that it's lit, and also the Shemin HaBrach, he should hear the brachos that she'll say. However, b'di'eved im lo anu amein al habracha gam kein yasu. For some reason, the Mishnah Berurah feels that even though it's preferable that one should be present for some reason upon asking the spouse to be a shliach, making her to your shliach, nonetheless, if you didn't, you were not present at the time of the lighting, then b'di'eved, you have fulfilled your obligation. So what exactly does all this mean? So the Piskei Tshuvos discusses this, and I know it was mentioned already on Shabbos downstairs by Rabbi Laufer, so a little chazar for those that heard it can't hurt. So the Piskei Tshuvos tells us as follows, k'dei lohavin es divrei ha-Mishnah Berurah. In order to understand what we just read in the Mishnah Berurah, yesh lahakdim d'yesh shlosha sugi mitzvos, there are actually three different categories, as well as nafkiminos, there are actual differences based on how we would categorize im yichol nakayim al yedei shliach, exactly how one can appoint a shliach. The first, he discusses the category of what's called a mitzvah shehi chovas haguf, something which is an obligation, some type of mitzvah which you physically have to do with your own body. For example, kitfilin, kitzitzes. So when it comes to wearing tefillin, she'ein ashes klal inoy shliach lahoytzianu b'mitzvos elu, you cannot appoint someone else to put on tefillin and for you to sit back and not put on tefillin today. And it doesn't make a difference, even if you see this person putting on the tefillin, and not only that, you hear him say the bracha. It doesn't make a difference because it's a chovas haguf, it's something which you yourself have to do, and therefore you cannot appoint a shliach to do that on your behalf. You have to do it yourself. The second category are mitzvot shehi chovas beso o mamono, something in which is an obligation not on your body, so to speak, but rather on your property or on your money. For example, bedikas chametz, mezuzah, makkah, putting a fence around the top of your ceiling, and as well as separating trumos and maestros, roof. Correct. Right. So in that situation, you are allowed to point an agent on your behalf, as though you have performed this mitzvah. So if you ask me to affix a mezuzah on your door, so the mitzvah has been fulfilled, and that's not a problem. So it's not necessary for me to take the mezuzah, and when it's going to be affixed, for me to say, okay, I'll do it for you, but you have to be standing and present and listen and answer amen to this bracha. It's not necessary. Certainly you could do so. But it's not required because, after all, the obligation is on the property, or in the case of, as well as the bedikas chametz, it's on one's possessions. So you can have someone else do it on your behalf, and you don't have to be present. The third and final category, mitzvah shehem chiv haguf, it is something which is upon yourself, aval tuluyim bedibor o b'shmiyah. But it's something in which you have to do, but it is not something which is your physically an action, but it's with words or with listening. Kigon Kiddush Bahavdallah, Tekiyah Shofar, and Megillah. So he says, even all these things you have the obligation to do. You can't ask someone else, you know what, could you do me a favor and make Kiddush for me today? I'm going to be at the ballpark and I'm not going to be around. That doesn't count. Obviously, you have to be present. And so he says, Mikol Makom Yochlim No Shliach Shiasa Avura Mitzvos Elu. You could appoint a Shliach. Amen Einam Shliach Yotze De Chovaso. You have not fulfilled your obligation. El Inkin Omed Etzal HaShliach. B'Shas Asiyas HaMitzvah. You have to be present at the time that this agent is performing the mitzvah on your behalf. U'machavan Lotze Samashliach Machavan Lohotzio. That you have to both have intention that I am doing this so that you will have your mitzvah fulfilled. As well as the one who's listening, for example, when it comes to reading Megillah, the Kiyas Shofar, we announce that you should have in mind that you are going to have your mitzvah fulfilled by listening to it. So we see that there are three very distinct categories. So in conclusion, the reason why the Mishnah Berurah tells us that it's preferable that one should be standing by the person who is lighting the Chanukiah, even though you have asked them to be your agent, certainly does not fall under the category of category number one, like tefillin, or like tzitzis. Certainly, the obligation of lighting the Chanukiah is not similar to it. Otherwise, you would not be allowed to appoint a shliach to light the Chanukiah for you. And therefore, the Piskei Tshuva says as follows. Actually, the lighting of the Chanukiah encompasses both of the last two categories that we said. And he explains. He says, first of all, there is an obligation that within one's home, there is a chiyuv shebebeiso shel adam yadlik ner Chanukah kedei shisparsim anes, that your house there should be a Chanukiah which is lit in order that the miracle should be publicized. And he says that's comparable to the obligation of on Erev Pesach to search for chametz. And the second category, or really the third, as we said, the gam yeshchiyav al adam lahodos al halel l'Hashem yisparech, that we have a personal obligation ourselves to thank Hashem and to praise Hashem al hanesh yasi imonu b'yamim elu, on the miracles in which Hashem did for us during these days. And that he considers v'hu chiyav al gufo. That's an obligation on the body. Therefore, he explains, we can now understand the reason of the Mishnah Berurah, that l'chadchila, preferably one should be, when you appoint a shliach, you should be there, l'shmo habrachos mipi ha-shliach, you should be there to hear it, because as we said, according to the last reason, you also have this obligation to praise Hashem. You have this chumas haguf upon you, which therefore you would need to be present, similar to the listening of the shofar, similar to the reading of the Megillah. However, b'di'evid, as the Mishnah Berurah cited, if you were not present, at least you would have fallen under the second category of the shliach, which we said is that there's an obligation on the home that it should just be done, and therefore, b'di'evid, it has been done because you did appoint the shliach to do so, and therefore, b'di'evid, you have fulfilled your mitzvah.